America Weekend.
Thank you for coming along to America Weekend. We're spending time with you this weekend, Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold. And in the interest of it being the beginning of new habits and so forth, Wayne State University has put out 10 words that they think that we should be using more often.
Now, first of all, Wayne State, is that in, I'm going to guess, Ohio or Indiana?
I think it's Michigan.
Oh, well, then I was wrong.
Yeah, I think so. And they're the ones that will also give you a list of new words that need to be added to the dictionary and so forth. They're word warriors.
They're wordsmiths.
There. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Some you'll know, and some will be new to you. Here's one I didn't know. Absquatulate.
That sounds like a very bad disease.
I know. I never heard this, but people do it. I think you or I have done it in the past. It's to discreetly leave a party or a gathering without letting the host know.
Absquatulate?
Yes. So given the team's performance in the Cotton Bowl, the fans likely absquatulated from the party that night.
That's a great word. I've never in my life heard that word, and it does sound like a skin disorder.
It does. All right, here's one you might know. It was new to me. Delectation. As in, I showed up with a box of chocolates for her delectation.
For her to try and to enjoy?
For her pleasure and delight.
I see.
Yes.
Delectation. Okay.
All right. Epigon.
That sounds like something that is injected into the skin?
It does, but okay. It isn't.
What is it?
It's a less distinguished imitator of someone or something.
I see.
So, let me use it. Even loyal fans knew the Monkees were a silly manufactured epigon of the Beatles.
Mm-hmm. I have never heard of that either.
Yes. It's not epigone. It's epigon.
Okay.
Okay. Puerile. Now, that's a word I bet you know.
Yes, I do know that word.
Right. It means silly, childishly silly or trivial, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Jake and his friends were giggling at puerile jokes.
Okay. Also, doesn't it mean sometimes just off color?
I always thought it just meant childish, but I guess it could.
Okay.
Okay. I hope I pronounce this better. Sockdolager.
Sockdolager.
Yes.
Is that S-O-C-K as in the thing you put on your feet?
Yes, but yes, that's how it's spelt. Okay. Sockdolager.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that settles a matter for once and for all. So, I know you are, but what am I, is the ultimate sockdolager to an argument on the playground.
Again, a word I've never heard of, but
these are great words.
They are great words. Carry on.
Turpitude is another one.
I've heard of turpitude. It's not turpentine. Turpitude.
No, but both those things are bad, usually. Turpitude relates to depravity or wickedness. So you could have moral turpitude,
mm-hmm.
or the trial exposed to the public, the turpitude hiding behind his pleasant demeanor.
Hmm. Okay. All right. That's a word I've heard of.
Sebaritic. No, sorry. Sebaritic. Sebaritic.
Okay. Sebaritic.
Do you know it?
I know the word. I can see it in my head.
Sybaritic.
I'm not quite sure what it means, but I like the word.
It has to do with sensuous luxury or being self-indulgent.
Oh.
So the example they give is, as soon as the kids were out of the house, Dan cashed out his savings and had a sybaritic retirement on the Caribbean coast.
I like that word. Okay.
Okay.
Do you have another one?
One more. Rumpus.
Ah, love the rumpus.
Noisy, confused.
Yeah. Making a rumpus.
Commotion,
yeah.
Right? So I wonder how those daycare workers kept their sanity with all that daily rumpus.
Great words. I love them. Thanks, Leslie. America Weekend, keeping you up to snuff with words and more. Valerie Smaldone.
Leslie Gold.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America. American Biker Minute. Fourth quarter 2015 earnings has one motorcycle and all-terrain manufacturer seeing red. Harley-Davidson Victory and Indian. Mano a mano on the earnings trail. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Scott Wine, head at Polaris, maker of Victory and Indian Motorcycles, saw the stock fall 10% on the day after the company reported a brutal fourth quarter from 2015. Harley-Davidson's Matt Levitich saw hog earnings decrease 4.9% for the whole year, but operating revenue in the motorcycle division decreased by 12.7%. Both Polaris and Harley-Davidson stock multiples are way off recent highs. Lately, this can be said for a majority of public corporations.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the secret to doing that one thing you've always wanted to do?
Jason Randall, a renowned entertainer and speaker to Fortune 500 companies, says you need to do this.
Reduce everything you want to do to an action you can do right now. Most people don't do that. They stay out there in the world of ideas. They don't actually get it down to make that phone call or get the phone number to make the phone call. Reduce everything to an action you can do right now and then do it. That's the secret.
Jason says so many people talk about doing something, but they don't actually take the first step to kickstart it.
So what is the one action you can take right now? Do it to get started on your path to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.